I have with me this morning this beautifully wonderful wrapped gift. And whose gift is this? Who will I give it to? What is inside of it? Well, this gift is actually each of yours. Because in reality, this gift is who you are. And what it is that you gift from yourself to others in life. Jesus in the gospel just said that he was recognized and made known through the breaking of the bread. Well, in a way, I believe that Jesus is also saying to you and to me, recognize your gift. Recognize who you are. Recognize what is within you. Because it is the gift that we give to one another. It is the gift that we receive. And it is the gift that we have become as a person that we are. For the scripture today also reminds us that besides recognizing that, that Jesus said, look and see my flesh and bones. Well, what you and I do is we make those flesh and bones of Jesus real in the lives of other people. And we do it through the gift of who we are. We are the flesh and bones that people recognize in the love that we give to them, in the love that we receive. It's in the compassion that we give to another. It is a way that we touch each other's lives with the healing that comes in the lives of another. It comes in the ways that the flesh and the bones of Jesus is made known by the prayer that we have for each other, by the forgiveness that we extend. We become his flesh and bones. And as the last line of the gospel says, so do you and I witness to this risen Christ in the lives of the people that are around us. Now you might be thinking, where's he going with this? Is he going with this thing about asking us to do something? No. I'm not asking you to sign up for any ministry. I'm not asking you to make any commitment. I'm not asking you to do any particular thing in the parish. What I'm asking you to do is to take a moment and reflect on what it is that is your gift. Well, how is a gift different than signing up for a ministry? Well, I believe that this is the difference. A gift is that which excites us, energizes us, is a deep passion in our life, and it's something that we love to do. And maybe at a point in our life we say, boy, I really wish I could do that. I love doing that so much. And maybe it's just not the time. An example in my own life. When I was ordained almost 44 years ago, I knew that being a priest was going to involve saying Mass, confessions, celebrating sacraments, maybe doing an anointing. And I knew that in some ways it was going to be also about preaching. But I didn't feel confident at all and in no way felt that that was something that excited me, energized me, and that I loved. What has happened over the years is that gift has matured in me. I have come to enjoy it, to love it, to have a passion for it, to give it the time that's necessary, and has become a gift that I believe is mine. And the other one is because of an experience in my early life. I have come to realize that a gift of mine is to journey with people who are dying. To be with them in those moments and to be with them in that time after with whomever grieves that loss. Gifts are that which we mature and grow in. And so why bother taking time to to recognize our gifts? Why take the time in a moment to fill out that gift inventory that's at the ends of the pews? The reason being is that we as a parish want to have what I believe is a gift box, is a gift bank, is a gift basket. And to simply have that available, again, not because you're going to be committed to something or going to do something or signing up for a ministry, but again, an example from my life. I've been trying in the last month or so to do video blogs. I'm technologically challenged. I've had someone who's been trying to help me to make sure that it's just not my head that appears on the video, but there's a little bit more of my body so people can see it. So someone will fill out one of these gift inventories and says, I love technology, I love videoing, I love blogging, so I'm going to circle that. So I'm going to go and look at one of those and say, hey, here's somebody. And you know what? This particular person is a high school person, early college, and they love this stuff. So I'm going to call them up and say, hey, this is what I've been trying to do, this video blog, and I'm just not making it happen. Would you have an hour just to sit with me and show me how to do this right? And then also, tell me the language that I need to speak today. The language that would touch into the lives of somebody who's in their 20s and 30s. And so this gift bank, you may not hear anyone call you. You may not need to bring it about. And maybe you will. Someone may call and say, hey, do you have an hour to do this? You could say, no, I don't have it right now, maybe later. And so what I'm going to ask us to do is to take 2 minutes, and 2 minutes seriously, to take that gift inventory, pass it down. If you need to take it with you to reflect more or talk to someone after, please feel free. Take a pencil. As you can see, it says adult and teens. The only thing I'm going to mention is that if something is not on there that you have a love and a passion and an energy for, write it. You also might see, yes, I'd like to visit with a ministry connector. Well, that would be maybe like a matchmaker, matching you up with something that you're maybe not clear of. Again, remember, this is not signing up for a ministry. It's not signing up to do something. It's not making a commitment. It's to have our gift bank. Jesus said in the gospel, why are you troubled? Do not be troubled about recognizing your gift. God has given them to us, and God calls us to recognize them. All right, you have 2 minutes. Go.